You're up to Daf Kuf Ches Amar Aleph by the Mishnah. Yeah, the Mishnah says like this: Tipas Cholov, of a drop of milk, Shenofol Ala Chaticha, fell on top of a piece of meat. So it depends. Im Yesh Bo Benoisin Tam V'Yoisa Chaticha, if you could taste the milk in this piece of meat, meaning to say the meat is not 60 times more than the milk, then also. And then this piece of meat becomes also, it has tam of cholov inside it. So it has an ismail of a basa b'cholov. Rashi says, "Miyesh b'yoyis b'nois sin tam," means b'yoyis, if that piece alone, kleimar, shein b'yoyis tachaticha levada shishim levat latipo, if this piece of meat is not 60 times the amount of the milk, so miyad nasera tachaticha, right away that piece of meat becomes also. Ovishan chaticha, we're not talking about the rest of the piece of meat in the pot. That we'll talk about in the Gemara, whether this piece asks the other ones or not. That we'll see later. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be though, niyures hakedera? You mixed up the pot. So Rashi says it means higizbo, you like stirred it up, miyad, right away. Koydim shekibla chaticha tam in atipa. Like true, the drop of milk fell on one piece, but before the taste of the milk went into the piece of meat, you stirred up the whole pot. And it got mixed up, a kitzur, with everything inside the pot. Rashi says, the hashtun is arvo atipa bekulim. Now this drop of milk gets mixed up with the whole pot. Not only with the top piece of meat, but with the whole pot. So the Mishnah says, therefore, it depends. Im yesh bo benoisin tam b'yoisa kedera osur. Means you have to include whatever's inside the pot. If everything inside the pot is not 60 times against the milk, then the whole pot, everything inside becomes also. But if everything together is more than 60, then the amount of milk that fell in, then it'll become bottle, everything will be mutter then. Right. Now the Gemara says, Omar Abaye, Abaye says like this, that tam moi v'loi ma moshe b'yalma, that is such a klal of tam kika, and just the taste of something goes in, and there's no mamoshes there, which Rashi says, Hodi yasrinim b'chol yisur mishenos nu tam b'heter, this is a case, let's say a trefa piece of meat falls into a vegetable soup. So even though you take the trefa piece of meat out of the soup, but since it gave off taste, so the taste is also. Rashi says, "Biyenkam ela time where there's only time, only the taste of it. It's also midiraisa." So Rashi says, "Why? The garmini mi bosta b'cholov, because we should learn it out from this isra bosta b'cholov. The yosur achmona b'achilim notera said he can't eat it." Even though what? Even though you take the piece of meat out of the milk, and the amount of milk that went in is only a taste of milk. It's not really called bema. The milk gets dissolved. You don't see the milk anymore. So it's really only a taste of the milk that went into the meat. Yes, the kid said that's what Abai is saying here now again, that anytime you have just the tam, just the taste of it, that you, like Rashi says, you took out the Yisr out of here already, and it's only less just the taste of the Yisr, the Yalma, all over the Yiraisa. That's what Abai is saying. I'll bring you proof that Tam Kik is also in the Yiraisa. Why? Because the E, Sagodaitach, if you can tell me and think, the E, Sagodaitach, the Rabbonin, it's only also in the Rabbonin. But in the Yiraisa, the Svara would be, once you take the Isser out, since there's only taste left over, taste is bottle brave, even though you could taste it, so what? In the Yiraisa would be bottle. If that would be the Svara that's only also in the Rabbonin, if so, then mi bosa b'chol of my time alogamrinan, then I'll ask you a question, like, why don't you learn it out from bosa b'chol of? Like in this isra bosa b'chol of, I see there's a klal of tam kika, because in the meat there's only a tam of the milk itself got dissolved. So how could you tell me tam kika is only midrabonin? Like you have to answer, why don't you learn it out from bosa b'chol of? So what are you going to have to say then? You're going to have to say the chiddushu, that bosa b'chol of is called a tremendous chiddush, and therefore you don't learn out from Basa B'cholov. So Rashi says, like the Chiddush is, Rashi is the Shneim in Heter, Zelavadai Zelavadai. The Chiddush here is that you're allowed to drink milk by itself, and you're allowed to eat the meat by itself. It's only when they get mixed up together that they become Asa. That's one Chiddush. No place else do you have this. Every other place, either it's Asa at the beginning or it's Mutter. Here it starts out to become, it's Mutter, and it ends up to be Asa later. V'yoy, the second Chiddush Rashi says is, Shederech Bishon Nesu, it's only Yosef by cooking it. B'lo Yachila. Hilkach L'Germinu Churminayu. So Rashi is a little bit like Yosef. He says here that the issue is also as cooking it up. You're not allowed to cook. You're not allowed to cook Bosa B'cholav even without eating it. So that's what you want to answer me. Why? That maybe Tam Kikar Olo was only with the Rabbanan. And the reason why I would say I did not learn enough from Bosa B'cholav is Bosa B'cholav is a Chiddushu. So Abai says if that's true, Chiddushu, Bosa B'cholav is really called a Chiddush. Then Afagab the Lek and Noisim Tam Nami. Then if so, like it's Kashan Amishnah. If Bosa B'cholav is a Chiddush, then it should be any time milk falls on top of meat, it should be also. Even if you can't taste it, like even if one drop of milk falls into 100 pieces of meat, it should also be yosa. And how come the Mishnah says no, it's only yosa if you taste it? That's the most kasha. If it's a chiddush, then I forgot the lekanois in time, it should also be yosa. Rashi says, Yichidishu, Amai Katoni must listen the boy time, or you have to taste it, but learn nois in time, nami yosa. Do chidushoi, chodesh berachmono. The filo koldo, even any little bit should make it also. Why the boss of a cholavu? It's mitzias, you have milk and meat together. El, what do you have to say, Rashi says, Shema Amina, no, that since our Mishnah says, if you cannot taste the milk in the meat, it's mutter, you have to say that it's not called the chiddush. Why the hokey kabbat rachmona doing with the klai kerem? The misanam mishum klai terubis, that the fact that each one by itself is mutter, that's not such a big chiddush. We find this other place by Klai Kerem. Each one by itself is mutter. Put the two together, it becomes also. So the pshat is the Bosa B'cholav is not called the chiddush, and therefore it's good that we should be able to learn now from Bosa B'cholav all over that Tam Kikir is the Raisa. So kids, that's what Abai is telling us. The Abai holds Tam Kikir is also in the Raisa, and I learned it out from Bosa B'cholav. Rava says no. Omale Rava, Rava answers back no. Rava says it could just that Tosfos says not that Rava really argues. But Rava just pushing him off and saying from Bosa B'cholav you don't have a good proof. Omale Rava, no. It could be maybe Bosa B'cholav Taka is a Chiddushu. And therefore, can't learn out from Bosa B'cholav all over the Tam Kikar is also. Maybe can't learn out all over. But yes, the question of it's a Chiddushu, why is it only Yosef if you taste the milk? Even if you don't taste the milk, it should be also. That there it is maybe Derech Bishul Osra Torah. The Torah says only Yosef Derech Bishul when you cook it. And that's called cooking. Like Rashi says, Omlach Ravo, Liyavim Emlach Vilakatari Chiddushu. Or the Karmic, he asked the question, even though there's no Meisin Tam, the Teretz is no, Rashi says. The Torah only asks a Derech Bishol, so Osho HaBosol is Basho B'choy, now they cook the meat in milk. Now, V'yein L'cho K'goyin Zu Shlaitin Tam. On normal cooking, whenever you cook milk and meat together, usually that milk gives off taste in the meat. And therefore, if you can't taste the milk in the meat, that's not called derech bishul. That's not called you cooking up milk and meat. When you cook up two things together, you can taste both of them. So, Rav is just like telling Abai, you don't have a proof. But Tosfos speaks that Avad L'maisa, Rav does agree that Tam Kik is the Raisa, and Avad like, you could learn out, we learn it out. He's just saying it from Bosa B'cholav itself wouldn't be the biggest proof. Could be Bosa B'cholav, maybe it's called a Kiddush. Yeah. Nothing more says. Omar Rav. Rav says like this: that kivon shenosan tam bechaticho in the Reisha, the Mishnah, when the tip or the drop of milk falls on one piece of meat, as soon as it gives taste into that one piece of meat, is chaticho atzmanasas nevela. That piece of meat becomes iser, comes like a nevela now. Now the whole piece of meat becomes osa. We don't only consider the drop of milk inside it to become osa, but the whole piece of meat is also, and therefore now chapsanaf kumina to yoisteros kolachatichas kulon. Let's say this piece of meat now falls into other pieces of meat, it'll make them all also. Mevnei shehin mina, because they're called min beminoi. If it's meat and meat, then we'll soon see Rav goes to shitos and holds min beminoi is not bottle. So this first piece of meat, don't think it's only also because of the milk inside it. And now when you cook it up with 10 other pieces of meat, since the milk now becomes bottle. So therefore everything is mutter, but you should now know, once that first piece of meat became osa, it remains osa, it's like nafs nevela. Even the meat of it is osa. And therefore now it's called like a nevela. So if this piece of meat falls into other pieces of meat, so it depends. If you hold min b'mina is bottle, so within shishim it'll be bottle. But obviously if the Rav holds no, that min b'mina is not bottle, and therefore even though it falls into 100 or 1,000 pieces of meat, they'll all be osa. This is where it says back, O Malay Mazutra. Vrede Rav Moral Ravina. So Mazutra said back, this one, Vrede Rav Ravina. Vrede Rav Moral Ravina. Michti, let's see. Rav Kaman Omar Lishmaita. Who is Rav going according to? The Chura is Mashma Krav Yehuda. It's going according to Rav Yehuda Shita. The Yomer Rav Yehuda always says, Min Bemina Lebotel. That if one piece of meat of Issa falls into 1,000 pieces of meat of Heta, even though there's no noise in Tam there, but still he yells, Min Bemina is not Botel. So you want to say Rav goes like a Yehuda? If so, the Gemara is Lema. If so, Lema Pligia the Rabba. It should come out then that Rav is arguing on Rabba. Rashi says, what's the Bikasha then? That Lema Pligia the Rabba, the Yomar is prepared Gira Nosha. Sever of Yehuda Komina Mina B'Davracher Sheim Mina Klema Min the Yisra Shtavim Mina. Almost so the Gemara says the Gemara says, even if you want to say like a Yehuda, the Chur is arguing on Rabba. Marcel, let the Lema Pligia the Rabba. The Rava, shall the Gisses. Lema Pligia the Rava, on Rava. The Yama Rava, because Rava says like this, that Kisava Rebbe Yehuda. Rava says, even according to Rebbe Yehuda, that holds Min Ben Minoy is also, he holds like this though. Kol Shu Min Uminoy. The Dover Achar, let's say it fell into something else that has Minoy and Ein Minoy. Let's say here, this piece of meat that's also fell into other pieces of meat, and there's also gravy juice in the pot, there's also ein aminoi. So Rav hold even according to Yehuda, what you have to do is, silek es minoi. Take out all the other pieces of meat, kimi sheino, as if they're not there in the pot. V'sheino minoi rab olav mevatloi. Now if this first piece of meat that's also falls into this big soup pot, even though there are 10 pieces of meat there, but let's consider like those 10 pieces of meat are not there. Take them out. What's left then? Only the soup. Now if this soup is 60 times the amount of this piece of meat, so the soup will be mevatel the meat. So that's what Rav holds. So since Rav says here that it's always also, so Mashma Rav argues on Rav. Gemara says no, could be that no, Rav is not talking about that case. Gemara says no, could be Rav would agree to Rav. Omle says like this. If this piece of meat fell into another pot that has meats and juice, soft juice, you're right, Hochinami, that Rab would also agree that the Einamina, the juice there, would be Mevato, the tam of this first piece of meat. But Hocha, B'mayaskin, no, we're talking about over here, B'mayaskin, what are we talking about that Rab says? All the piece of meat remain also, Hocha, B'mayaskin, on the Nofa, B'raitiv, over. That this one piece of meat that was like had came nas nevela fell into a pot of other piece of meat, and even the gravy was very thick. It was thick gravy. Rashi says breit of ova means dark shabosa. The gravy itself was made up out of small pieces of meat, the shum and fat ones. And in fact, the kulim in bosu. So this whole pot is called bosa. Therefore, this first piece of meat, since it's nas nevela, so it's called a min bosa. That's also. Therefore, it's not bottle, even though there are 1,000 pieces of meat there, 1,000 times more than this first piece of meat, still it's all also. Because Rav holds like Rav Yehuda, that Mimbi meat is not bottle. Now the more says like this. Umay kisover, what does Rav hold? E kisover, efshel soichte muta. This is a shiloh, can you squeeze out the iser or not? Like here, this first piece of meat, it by itself was kosher meat. Just a drop of milk fell on top of it. And it gave taste, it wasn't 60 times in that piece against the milk. So it gave taste into that piece of meat. So you want to say that piece of meat becomes osa. What's going to be though if you cook up this piece of meat and the tam of the milk goes out of it? That's called efshel soichtei, like you could squeeze it out, a mushel. What's going to be efshel soichtei if you squeeze out the tam of the milk out of this piece of meat? What's going to be? Does the piece of meat become mutter or not? That's a machlekes. So Mar says, what does Rav hold? Umay kesavar, in this inyan of efshel soichtei. E kesav, if Rav holds efshel soichtei mutter, that if you squeeze out the tam of the milk, so the meat becomes mutter again. If so, then, chaticha minasas nevela. Why do you say that this first piece of meat becomes nevela? It's like mamash called the min issa. And it would answer all the other pieces of meat because the min b'minoi, it's not nasas nevela. If it really becomes a nevela, it can't become mutter. Nevela can't become mutter anymore. Here, if you tell me when you squeeze out, when you get the tam of the milk out, it becomes mutter, so you can't say it was really nasa nevela. Then why is it osir? Only calls them on you taste the milk. So this piece of meat fell into 100 other pieces of meat that you don't taste the milk anymore, it should all be mutter. That could be Pshan Rav. Elo, the Gemara says Avad Rav has to hold Ksover Efshel Sersta Yosef. Know that even though later you'll squeeze out and get the tam of the milk out of the meat, like in this case, you'll take that piece of meat now and throw it into a soup, and all the tam of the milk goes out of the meat, so what? Since at the beginning the tam of the milk went into that meat, there was a tam of Basar B'Cholov, that's called Nasas Nevela. The piece of meat mamers turned over to become Issa, that even the tam of the meat is also. If even the lead, you cook it up and you get the tam of the milk out, so what? But the Maisa, the meat is also, the meat remains also. That's what Rav has told. That's called Efshin, that's called Nasa Nevela. Says the Yosa. Deep was learned like this. Deep we learned. Rav, Rabbi Chanina of Rabbi Yechanan. It's like a machloikis between Rav, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yechanan. It's a machloikis. What do we hold about this halacha? Deep we learn like this. Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yechanan. The Yam, they all say Efshin, says the Yosa. And the Chanami, they say Takas, that's called Nasa Nevela. And even though you squeeze out, get the time of the milk out later, still it remains also. But, Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon, Ba Rabbi, for Eshlokesh Yama, they say no, Eshta Sechte Mutter. They say Eshta Sechte is Mutter. Samar says yes, Anachnami. So far we're coming out that Rav has told, Eshta Sechte would be us that we have to hold. Rav has told, Eshta Sechte is us. Now the most the question is this fact true? Visova, Rav, is it really true that Rav holds? Eshla Sechte Yos, is this true? I've written, we learn like this. Kizayis boso. Let's say you have a kizayis of meat. Kizayis boso. Sheno fal teich yorish acholov. You have a piece of meat, just the size of a kizayis, that fell into a big pot of milk. So what's the locha? So my Rav says like this. Bosar osa. The piece of meat taker is osa. Since the tam of the meat, this tam milk in the meat. So Vada the Bosa becomes like Rashi says, Shenos Nachol of Tamboy. The milk gives taste into the meat, so Vada the meat itself becomes Osa. That's Pshita. Somewhere else, Bosa is Osa. But for Cholov, the rest of the milk in this pot, Ishno is Mutta. That's what he paskins. Why? The Churkos, when the tam of the meat comes out into the milk, since there are 60 times more milk than meat, so the tam of the meat never goes into the milk. The tam of the meat is brought right away in the milk, therefore the milk remains mutter. It's only the meat that receives the tam of the milk, the meat is also. Now, the question is, that even though the tam of this meat, when it comes out, even though there's no more, even though you get the tam out, still remains also, meaning to say it's nas nevelo, the piece of meat itself becomes nevelo. If so, cholov amai mutter. Why is the milk mutter? Cholov nevelo. This is cholov of a nevelo. Rashi says, hare cholov ma'at shenivlu. Let's see. First, what happened here, a small piece of meat fell into this big pot of milk. So this the little bit milk that went into the piece of meat, that milk became nas nevelo. Is haray cholov muat, a small amount of milk, shenivlu babosa, went into the piece of meat, nas nevela, that milk now also becomes nevela, becomes also. Sharei neser, ukishachayzim beniflat, when the milk comes out again, it goes back into the pot, ukishachayzim beniflat, bishar hacholov, hevle minu minoi, it's like mimbe minoi, cholov osa, v'cholov heter, v'rav isle mimbe minoi botle, tell me Rav Hosen, like Rabbi Yehuda, mimbe minoi is not botle, Savakasha, why is the milk mutter? All the milk should be also. So that's the most kasha. What cholav amay mutter? Cholav nevelu. The milk itself should also be nevelu. Every drop that comes out of the piece of meat was also nasas nevelu. So it's a steer in Rav. Some more answers, no. The other really, I tell you, ksaba Rav, Rav taka holds, efshla sarkta yosa. Usually, once the piece of meat becomes nasas nevelu, even if the time of just the meat comes out, it's nasas nevelu becomes also. So we're here also by milk also. So Marinz, I'll tell you, Vishani Hosam. Over here by milk is different. To Yom HaKrok, as the Pasuk says, Loi Savashel Gedi Becholav Imoi. Don't cook up the kid, means the meat, with the milk. So he darshan, the Havamin list is that Gedi Osru Torah V'loi Cholav. The Torah only says the Gedi, the kid, the meat becomes also, but not the milk. maybe the milk taka doesn't become also. It's only the meat that's nasmavel, the meat becomes also, but not the milk. So I'll be a territory why the milk is mut, is muta. Rashi says, v'afilu cholav muta, v'afilu hoye by the boss is shir godol, lost his time, and couldn't have been even have a big piece of meat that fell into a pot of milk, and the meat gave off time into the milk, still will be mutter. That's not having me know. The Torah only says that the meat becomes also not the milk. So the first question is that true? The Sova Rav, does Rav really hold that Gidi Osra Torah V'lechov, the Torah only says just the meat is also not the milk, is that true? I've written, we learn like this. What's going to be if Chatzi Zayis Bosom, you have a half of a Zayis of meat, V'chatzi Zayis Cholov, half of a Zayis of milk, Shebishlam Zem Zeh, cook them up together. So, is there an Isser or not? Omar Rav, Rav says, Loikal Achilosoi, V'yena Loikal Bishuloi. You get Malkus if you eat this, but not for cooking it. So Rashi says, Chatzi Zayis Cholov, Hochi Mishorinen, Yain v'cholav v'chol mashke l'shar v'kezayis. Rashi says how you do it. So look, Rashi says what loy kalich lo said v'kezayis isoch l'mais yuredi kezayis avisa. Because you ate milk and meat together v'kezayis. This is the raya that the milk also becomes awesome. But why do you get malchus for cooking? Rashi says v'ena loy kal b'shula. Come the first time, we'll soon see later why. For it's a kasher, why not? The chur cooking should also get malchus for it. But kopon, and it says clearly you get malchus reading this. Now the question is, the yi sako, that if you're going to think that gidi osra Torah v'lechol, the Torah only says the meat is also, and not the milk, is so achila, my leka, what do you get malchus feeding it? You're only eating a chatzi kezayis of meat. Chatzi shiru, it's only a chatzi shir, you don't get malchus for a chatzi shir. Samar says, true, el of course, the elam ksava rav, cholav nam yosa. Avadim, the Torah says, bosa b'cholav, both become osa, both nas nevela. Both the milk and the meat. And therefore, yedi chatzi kezayis of meat, so yedi kezayis together, you get malchus. So then, what's Pshan Rav before that Rav says the milk is muta? For hocha, b'maya skinon, we're talking about a bit, b'maya skinon, k'goin sheno falotrech yorer rasechas, that this piece of meat fell into a hot pot cooking up the milk, because the milk was boiling already. So what's the difference? The mivla bola miflat lepolot. The kolzaman, the milk is rasech, cooking up, so when you put the piece of meat in, the tam of the milk goes into the meat, but the tam does not come out anymore. Kolzaman, it's rasech, it's cooking it up, the tam of that milk does not come out. That's why the rest of the milk does not become must, because of that first milk that went in. It doesn't become must, doesn't come out. Yeah. The milk that goes into this piece of meat, ain't a pearl, does not come out. Kozma doesn't rest from its cooking, it's not pearl that doesn't spit out the milk. So that's the mitzvah here. So more still is the question. Saif, but so what? Kinayach, eventually you're going to have to shut the fire off and let it cool off. So later when the milk cools off, kinayach hod the pullet. Then the meat that's inside it will give off its milk that's inside the meat, and that milk is nasna velo, so that milk should ask for all the rest of the milk. So Moses says, no, in this time, but the case over here is, kishakodam vesulkai, that before the milk cooled off or stopped bubbling, you picked and took the meat out of it. So therefore, only the meat became also, not the rest of the milk. That's the case. So therefore, there's no steer in Rav. Now the Moses says, goof, what would you say before? Chatzizayis bosav, chatzizayis cholov, shevishlim zem zev. You cook them up together. Omer Rav says, what loikal achilosav and loikal bishuloi. You only get malchus feeding it and not for cooking it. The question is, why monashach? What's going on here? E mitzdarfin, if you put the two together, the milk and the meat, sabishin amiloka, it's cold now, you cooked up a kezayis worth of bosav cholov, you get malchus. There's a lot for cooking it up. E loy mitzdarfin, elamai, you can't put the two together. Sachilunam aluka, what do you get malchus feeding it? You only had a chatzi kezayis of meat. So how could it be you get malchus feeding it after cooking? So Moses says, the Olam really, I'll tell you, loim it starfin, that you're not starfin to. But he says, for the Issa Bosa B'chol, this Havmin is you have to have a kezayis of meat. You can't put the two together. Rashi says, the Olam, I'm starfin, last is Issa, Limkem Hoyeboy B'tchila Kishir. You have to have a shear. The question is, so why does Rav say then you get Malkus over here? He didn't start off with a shear. The Teretz is, Ubebo miyor gedola, came from a big pot. So Rashi says, And therefore, he's saying it different ways. Omer Rav Lemil say, "Ocha chati zayis bos vechati zayis cholov, habo miyor gedola." Meaning to say, "Shenishbasha bo shir mizer mizer." That in that pot was a big piece of meat and a lot of milk. So therefore, there wasn't ista bishlo bos vecholov. Now, if you take out of that pot the chati zayis of meat and the chati zayis of milk and eat it, you get malchus. But after he says you don't get malchus for cooking, means when you started off first cooking on echati zayis of milk and echati zayis of basa, for that you don't get malchus. As the yisur has to be, you have to cook up a kezayis of milk and a kezayis of meat together. That's the first teretz. For Levi, Yom Levi says no. Af leika bishulur, says no, you get malchus for cooking also. Even though you only cook the chati kezayis of both, but lemaisa together it's a kezayis of basa b'cholof, and you get malchus, not falocha, you get malchus for cooking up this kezayis worth of basa b'cholof. And v'chein ton levi masiz, and levi othlan des in a b'raisa, that kishem shalek ala chilos are the same way you get malchus for eating it, kach loik al b'shuli, you should know the same way by cooking them up also, you get malchus. Now they is the bishul omru, what type of cooking was it said that you get malchus, how much do you have to cook it up? Means it has to be cooked up that's edible. Rashi says, Achirim means Oivdikachovim, Kleima, Shinizbasha Kol Tzorkoi. You only get Malkis if you cooked it up well. When you get Malkis for cooking, if you cooked it up well, that a guy would come and eat it now. Yeah. So that these are lochas of the Cholov. Now the Gemara says, that this halacha, that if the milk goes into the meat and makes it also, and then later you take that piece of meat and cook it up with juice, that the time of the milk comes out of the meat, does the meat become muta, or does it remain also, as do we say originally it's nasim avela or not, is a machlokes tanoim. That far as a machlokes tanoim. Yefshul serchti atzma tanoim. The Tanya would learn like this. Tipas cholov. A drop of milk, shenofla lachaticha, fill on one piece of meat. So, kivon shenosna tamachaticha, as soon as the gate gives off taste in that piece of meat, means there's not 60 times against the milk, hachaticha atzma nasa novela. That piece of meat now mamish turns over to become like a novela, that even the meat itself is also. And therefore, the yosteros kolachatichas kulon, bivnei shen minoi, divre Rabbi Yehuda. That the piece of meat itself became Issa, and then it falls into other pieces of meat, even though the time of the milk goes out, but so what? The meat itself became Osa, it's called Minbamina now, and it asks all the other pieces of meat, that's a Yudishita. However, the Chomer and the Chomer say no, Achetitain Tam Beroitev Uvekefa Uvechatiches. It's only Osa calls the man the taste of that milk that first went in there. Can still give off taste into the roitev, into the kefir, into the gravy, into the other pieces of meat. But if there's not enough milk in the first piece, that when you cook it up in this pot, the milk gets out, so that's called esh l'sot, like you squeeze out the tam of the milk out of the meat, and everything becomes mutter. So Rashi said like this, Chom Maimim, Kasagra, the Havmin was, Tiatipa Kaimu, talking about that tipa of milk. Achei boy, kadelita in tam bakulan. Ein kanisa filu b'chticha rishon. The halachah was even that first piece of meat would also become mutter, because that first piece of meat was only yosa kozman. You could taste the milk in it, but now when you cook it up in a pot of other things and the taste of the milk goes out, even the first piece of meat also becomes mutter. That's the halachah here. That's what the Chum is saying. That when the things remain also, only if there's still a taste of milk here, it gives off taste into everything in there, to the gravy and the juice and the other piece of meat. But if it doesn't give off taste, then it all becomes mutter. So more like this. Amar Rebbe says, Nirin divrei Rebbe Yehuda. I like Rebbe Yehuda's words that you say the first piece of meat is nas novela kishaloi nir v'shaloi kisa. Means at the beginning when the piece of meat, when the milk fell on one piece of meat, so he's obviously learning that they're all in one big pot. Just as one piece of meat on top. And when the milk fell on that top piece of meat, you did not shake up the pot, and you did not cover it. So therefore, the tom of the milk went into that first piece of meat, and that piece of meat became nas nevelu. But if you would have mixed it up right away, cover the pot, then no, the tom doesn't stay in that one piece, it goes all around. Then you have to have enough taste to ask all the whole pot, or also be muta. And v'divrei chachamim, he likes with the words of chachamim, this sheni v'chisa, that right away when the drop of milk fell into the pot, if you stirred up the pot right away, you covered the pot, so the gold gets mixed up, and echnami, he knows that the chachamim, that then the piece of meat does not become also, because the time of the milk did not go into one piece of meat, it goes all around the whole pot, and if the 60 times against a piece of meat, it becomes muta. That's what Rebbe said. Samura says now, my loini of lechisa. What does Rebbe mean to say, like Rebbe Yehuda, when you did not shake it up and you did not cover it? He let me tell him, loini klal, v'lechisa klal, you did not shake it up at all, and you did not cover it at all. If so, mivla bola, miflot lepola, like what's the shiloh? If so, pshit, the time of the milk only went into the first piece of meat, and does not go out later. So what's the shiloh? Efshle soichtoi, the milk remains. It went into the first piece of meat and it stays there. It doesn't come out. Like what's your shell if the tom of the meat of the milk comes out? If you didn't stir it up at all even later, you didn't cover it even later, so the milk only goes into that first piece of meat and stays there. The yellow must be, what I meant to say was Lanir Batchili, did not shake it up, stir it up right away. Ela b'saif, only at the end, after 5 minutes, after the milk got cooked up well in that first piece of meat, so that piece of meat received the tam, became nas nevelo. Later then you stirred up all the pieces together. And the same thing with lekisa b'chil, did not cover up the pot at the beginning, ela b'soif, only at the end you covered up the pot. If so again, amai, why does the first piece of meat become also amai hobola v'opolat? Like why does the first piece of meat become also what's pshat in Rebbe Yehuda? That the first piece of meat remains also and it's nas nevela, and it asks all the other pieces of meat. Why? Was the question. Hobola, true, first the milk went into that piece of meat, but then for hopolat, once you stirred it up or you covered it, now the tom of the milk goes out from that piece and all the other pieces. So hopolat, it spits out. So why should it remain also? Because the whole thing should become mutah.